I'm Sandy Caldwell, and this is Quilt Cabana Corner. Welcome to this month's episode. Today we will be discussing the magazine roundup, the Dritz needle inserter, and the big board ironing board. So grab a cup of coffee and sit down and join us. So before we get going, I have some really exciting news that I want to share with everyone. For those of you who I have contact with through different venues like Twitter and Facebook in the Big Tent, you already know this probably, but my book is out. It has been printed and it is going to release on June 1st. The title of the book is Little Quilts for Big Occasions, and it's published by Leisure Arts. I received an email this week that my quilts were on their way home and that I would be receiving an advance copy of the book. So of course, the whole night before when I was waiting for UPS to come, and I stalked UPS like a madwoman, by the way, I was having dreams that when I opened the package, my name was spelled incorrectly because everyone always spells my name incorrectly. They like to stick a D in there for Caldwell Banker or something. I don't know, but I was terrified that my name was going to be spelled incorrectly. And I'm happy to say it wasn't. And the book is beautiful, and I don't mean to brag, but they did such a great, great job on it. The book is just beautiful. It almost looks like someone scrapbooked it. I love everything, right down to the font. It's really great, so I hope that you will pick it up. It's 7 holiday projects. Wall hangings, small, you can make them in a few hours. You can make them over a weekend. They make great gifts, and the book looks like it's going to retail for $9.95, so it definitely has a good price point. So I will have more information coming to you when I know that the book is definitely out and in the stores, and it certainly will be on my website and store, so you can order it through there. And my other big news is that the day after I received that book, I went out to the mailbox. Might have even been the same day. Now I've forgotten. I was so excited. And my McCall's June, July Quick Quilts was there, and if you turn to page 40, you will see my Leobel's Garden quilt. It's a wall hanging. They also say it can be a table topper, which I hadn't thought of, but hey, go for it. So I hope you will pick that up and take a look. So that's all the big exciting news for today. I also want to thank Linda, Diane, Sue, and Judy for all weighing in on the Big Tent discussion about when our favorite time to sew is. So if you haven't gone over there to read that discussion, you might want to. It seems like everyone likes to sew in the morning. And also, I had a few requests to interview my mom, Judy Holmes, on the podcast. So I will be working on that. And thank you for the idea. She's excited to do it, and so am I. So we'll look forward to that in the future. And I also want to thank Darla, Diane, and Jackie, and Sue. Sandy, for all their kind words about the book and the magazine this week. It really means a lot to me, and I truly appreciate that. So many thanks to you. And Sandy also had mentioned to me that in my last few podcasts, the volume seemed to be lower than usual. I don't know why that is. I had some serious problems with my Audacity files last month. Some of them are missing. I have no idea what happened, and I'm not that computer techie, so I'll probably never know what happened. But I have turned the volume up on this one. I hope that that helps. Let me know if it doesn't, and I'll turn the volume up even further. I just don't want to blow anyone's eardrums out. So, and I also wanted to send out a big shout out to Mike Corbin, who is a friend of my husband's, who told my husband that he had listened to one of my podcasts. So thank you, Mike. I hope you got something out of it. Now let's turn our attention to the magazine roundup. In the summer issue of Fawns and Porter's Easy Quilts on page 45, there's a beautiful quilt designed by Diane Nagel, and it's made with reproduction type fabrics with reds and blues and whites and yellows, and it's stunning. It's made with snowball blocks, and it has beautiful prairie points on it. And after the article with the quilt, there's a nice tutorial on how to make prairie points, which is something I have not done and I would very much like to do. So I'm going to keep that page, photocopy it or something, so I will know how to do it when the time comes for me to try it out. And also on page 70, there's a quilt, a little wall hanging by Kelly Mueller. Some of you may be familiar with her. She is the Wooden Bear patterns, and she also has fabric lines with Red Rooster fabrics. Her quilts are very lots of bears and animals and whimsical and really, really cute Americana colors. So if you follow Kelly Mueller, you might want to look at this one. And the wall hanging is adorable. It has a birdhouse and some really cute birds tweeting there. It's fusible web and machine applique, perfect for a housewarming birthday or a hostess gift. So that's what you want to check out in Easy Quilts. In the June issue of American Patchwork and Quilting, page 20 has a really nice article with designer Terry Atkinson. She is the one who designed the yellow brick road pattern that is so popular. She also designed My Red Sofa and Let's Do Lunch, which actually those two might be books. I know Yellow Brick Road is a pattern, but it's a really great article getting to know Terry and how she chooses fabrics for scrappy quilts and some great pictures of her studio and projects. She's works with really wonderful colors. So that was a great article. And then also on page 42, there are some sweet sachets, little tiny sachet pillows that are hand embroidered, and they show you step by step how to make them. And of course, those make great Mother's Day gifts. Actually, gifts for any time, depending on, you know, what colors you use and the background fabric. So that's something to check out in American Patchwork and Quilting. In the May-June issue of Fonz and Porter's Love of Quilting, under their Shop Hop column, which is on page 10, they have three or four really nice products here. And the first one is to heat press batting together. This is a 1.5 inch wide cloth tape to join leftover pieces of batting or to add pieces to batting that's not quite big enough. It says the tape is soft and thin and can be stitched easily by hand or machine. Join any type of batting, cotton, wool, polyester, or blends. Follow manufacturer's instructions, 10 yards per roll, and it's $8. And the website is www.heatpressbattingtogether.com. That seems like a fabulous idea to me. I have so many miscellaneous pieces of batting laying around, and I'm always afraid to zigzag them together because I feel like you're going to see that through the quilt if it's hanging up or the fabric on the top piece is light. I don't know. I just get nervous about joining the batting, so this seems like a great solution to me. There's also something from metalartsgroup.com, Quilters Jewelry, some very pretty silver and black Quilters Jewelry, and something called Aunt Philly's Toothbrush Tool. Need a way to reduce your stash, it says? Make rugs. Using Aunt Philly's plastic tool, you can weave a rug using a simple stitch that resembles a blanket stitch. Tear fabric into 2-inch wide stripes and follow the instructions to make rugs, hot pads, chair pads, coasters. The toothbrush tool is $3, and patterns including complete technique instructions are $9 each at auntphillies.com. I've also seen something that looks like a crochet hook where people are crocheting their scraps. Also something on my to-do list someday. And over here on page 38, we have a little tutorial on string piecing, which is a patchwork method that results in blocks that are unique. It's similar to paper foundation piecing without lines to stitch on. So if you've ever seen string quilt blocks, I actually posted some on my blog. My mother and I tried this after a quilt guild meeting where, I forget the speaker's name now. She was from Sweden, but it's on my blog. And she had these wonderful, wonderful quilts that were all string pieced. So we came home and tried it ourselves, and I have to laugh because the kids were off to school, and it was a Tuesday. Our quilt guild meeting had been Monday night. My mother and I were so excited to try this technique. We said, we'll pull out scraps, we'll set up the ironing board, we'll set up two sewing machines, and we will go to town practicing this. And now my mother had to leave after lunch, so we knew we had limited time. Well, don't you know, we get all set up, we take like the first stitch, and the power goes out. Are you kidding me? I couldn't believe it. Our mouths dropped. I wish someone could have taken a picture of our faces when the power went out. I couldn't believe it. We had to laugh at ourselves. What else could we do? So we actually came down to my kitchen and we sat there and we worked on some hand quilting stuff. My mother was working on beading and I'm still working on some hand embroidery on a quilt. So that's what we did. But the lights came on about an hour later, and we were able to run upstairs and finish our blocks, so you can check those out. Okay, so next up and the last one for the magazine roundup is McCall's Quilting. And this is the May-June issue. And on page 42, designed by Carol Bader, is a beautiful, beautiful charm flag. And it's an American flag. It's a small quilt, but it has a little wavy template that's just adorable. And you just trace around this template and join the pieces. And the flag actually looks like it's waving, and it's patchwork. It's really, really cute. It's about 21 inches by 13 inches, I guess. And what really particularly caught my eye with this was a little box on the instructions that talks about a knife edge finish. And in fact, in this magazine, they finish several quilts with this particular method. And it says it's perfect for oddly shaped quilts, such as this one. You leave the outer 1 to 2 inch of the project unquilted. Trim the backing and batting even with the edge of the quilt top or marked outer lines. Then trim another 1/4 inch from the batting only. Fold both the quilt top and the backing, so just the quilt top and the backing, 1/4 inch toward the batting layer. And then you whip stitch the edges together using matching thread. And that encloses the batting. And you complete the quilting along the edge. I think that's a perfect way to finish an oddly shaped quilt. We all have binding issues, I'm sure, but on odd-shaped quilts, really, what could be worse? So give this knife edge finish a try. You could probably even find it on McCall's Quilting website. It's really worth taking a look at that. Okay, so that was that for that magazine. I think I have one more thing in this magazine. Page 62. Hold on, let me flip to that. Oh, yes. A table runner called Bugs in My Daisies, designed by Holly Hauser. And this is just an adorable, adorable table runner. It has appliqué flowers and ladybugs, and you can see that the ladybugs have eaten their way through some of the flowers. And there's some vines, and I'm pretty sure, yep, this is also a fusible web project. So check that out. That does it for the magazine roundup for this month. Now we will go on to product reviews, and the first one will be the Dritz Needle Inserter. The Dritz Needle Inserter with brush comes in a small package. It sells for about $2. And the purpose of this is to hold the machine needle for easy insertion. Fits where fingers can't. Use brush end to remove lint from sewing machine or serger. Sounds simple, right? My mother got one, and I thought, oh, that sounds nice, okay. She said, oh, it's just a few dollars, and, you know, it's so great, you should try it, and then she brought me one. And the first time I used it, I realized how great it really is. If you've ever tried to insert a new needle, which I know that we all faithfully change our needles every 8 hours of sewing, and you have very limited space to fit your hand in there to actually get the needle up into that hole and then turn the screw to keep it in there. Now, my hands aren't hugely large, but I have good size hands, and I do find that I have trouble with that. I have also dropped the needle down the hole, which is not so much fun on the plate of the sewing machine. So this looks like your typical lint brush, but on the opposite end of the actual brush is a very small hole. And what you do is you hold this tool horizontally and you stick your new needle into the hole. And then you use the tool to help you insert the needle into the hole, where you will then turn the screw and place your new needle into the sewing machine. So for $2, I would go out and run it and go get this, really. I didn't think I needed it until the first time I used it, and I realized, wow, I'm not scraping the top of my hand or my knuckles trying to get this needle in place. So if you're out and you have a few bucks to spare, or you have a coupon that you didn't spend on some large piece of fabric, or a more expensive tool, give this needle inserter a try. And again, it's by Dritz, and I think you won't be sorry. The next item that I wanted to review has become, next to my sewing machine, my most favorite item in my sewing room. And it is the Big Board ironing board, and I'm going to read you the description from Nancy's Notions, because that's the best way to get the point across about what this thing is. So hold on 1 minute. I did order it from Nancy's. It's called the Original Big Board, Large Pressing Board. It reads, turn your standard ironing board into a 22-inch by 59-inch pressing surface. It's the perfect solution for pressing large items like quilt tops and fabric yardage. The big board is a half-inch thick, unfinished wood board with side rails that keep the board in place on your standard ironing board. Iron with ease on this large pressing surface or throw a tablecloth over it to use as a buffet or dessert table during the holidays. Lower your ironing board to sit down to the original big board and work for hours on any craft project. Includes the big board as well as a 1/8 thick needle punch polyester pad and a natural color 100% cotton cover with elastic drawstring. So on Nancy's, the suggested retail for this is $139 and it says yours today for $109. I got mine for a little less than that because the day that I happened to order it was St. Patrick's Day and she was offering, I don't know, I think 10% or 17, probably 17 because it was March 17th, 17% off. So I think I got mine for about, I don't know, whatever that was, $90 or something. And I have to say, I love this thing. I do a lot of fusible applique, a lot of it. And to do it on that skinny ironing board where it tapers even into a narrower end on one end is awful for me. I like to be able to lay everything out flat and be able to see what I'm pressing and not feel like my project is falling off the end of the ironing board. So if you do a lot of fusible work, you're going to love this. It's fantastic, and it does not slide off the top of the ironing board, which was a concern someone had asked me about, because it has these side rails underneath, which keeps it from sliding. It kind of butts up against your regular ironing board underneath. I haven't tried it as a buffet or dessert server or anything like that, because it pretty much is staying in my sewing room. But I really, really love it. I know that there are many tutorials on YouTube and other quilting sites for how to make your own. And I've seen some of the ones that were made on the videos, and they look fabulous. So you could do this. However, my husband is an accountant, and he's busy, and I just think it would take a long time for him to be able to help me out with that project, and I don't think that I could do it myself. So if you're handy or your husband is handy, fantastic. Have them build you one, and you could probably do it for less than the $109, but to me, it was worth it. I also think I had free shipping that day, so again, I highly, highly recommend it. You can also go to bigboard.com. I believe that's their website. They also have one that's a foldaway, but it's about $200, and you don't put it on your ironing board. It actually comes with its own legs and everything. To me, that was just one more huge piece of furniture in a sewing room that's already small. So this was perfect for me because I could just put it on my existing ironing board. So that is my review of the big board, ironing board. And I also wanted to say that if you have not tried Sulky Blendables, which are variegated threads used for all kinds of quilting and embroidery, they are fabulous. They're 30 weight. They come in 80-something beautiful, beautiful colors with 500 yards on a spool. If you purchase them in a quilt shop, you're going to pay about $6 for the spool, which is a lot if you're trying to, you know, get a collection of colors. But my mother and I and my daughter had been at the Sewing Expo in Worcester, Mass. About a month ago, and Sulky was there, and I think they're usually at every sewing quilting show anyway. But they have show specials, and I was able to get 10 yards that were put together, not 10 yards, excuse me, 10 spools that were put together, and I think this was a Thimbleberries collection, and they had other different collections too. So it was 10 spools for like $37, which is a great bargain. And when I came home and tried them out and saw how beautiful they are, and I thought of all the landscape quilts I could make with them and all the different palettes they have, I just immediately got hooked and addicted. And I went on Overstock.com, which is something I never go on. And I think I had Googled it for shopping for the blendables, and this came up. And I was able to get 42 spools in a slimline carry case for $123, which sounds like a crazy, crazy amount of money to spend on thread. But if you hold on, I got my calculator out here. Let's see. If I paid $123 divided by 42 spools, whoops, I hit the multiply button. 123 divided by 42. It comes out to like $2.92 a spool. I mean, that's a huge bargain. 500 yards on the spool. So if you are in your local quilt shop, I've not seen them at Joann's, but I've seen them at two of my local quilt shops. Pick up one spool and give it a try. If you're a landscape quilter, pick up something like the Pine Palette or Earth Topes. And the variegation is random. So it's not that you get a whole, you know, many yards of one color before it switches to the next. It's pretty random, it's pretty quick, and with the decorative stitches on your machine, like hearts and so on, they are stunning and very, very easy to work with. So that's another little review I just threw in there for you. And that concludes this episode of Quilt Cabana Corner. I hope that you enjoyed the episode. And I just wanted to mention that on my fan page on Facebook, which is Quilt Cabana Patterns, we have 97 fans, and I'm thinking that the 100th fan should win a pattern. So get on over there and become a fan, and maybe you will be number 100. You can also find me on Twitter under Quilt Cabana. You may email me at sosandy8@yahoo.com. And you can also reach me through my website, www.quiltcabanapatterns.com. And you can also reach the blog through there. And I do update the blog fairly frequently, so leave me a comment, and I'm also over on the Big Tent. So thanks again, and happy sewing to everyone. Bye-bye.